Hey, Northern Michigan, it's Jop and Bob, and we're going to talk a little bit about some rules to grill by if you're out on this Valentine's Day deck putting a little something together for Mama or just have a bunch of people over. These are some things you're going to want to listen up. What you got, Bob?
When hosting a barbecue, there's more to just preparing meat and telling people to show up. Everything from grilling safety to drinks needs to be thought through. This is something Jop's very good at. He's a planner. Grilling and smoking. The most important point is how to prepare your meats. Whether to go down the grilling or smoking route.
You know, Bob, one of the things that's a challenge when you're hosting a party is timing things out.
And being out on the back deck ain't so easy when you have to throw a party.
Right, and so you need teamwork. Where I'm going is if you're going to have more than three or four couples over, you might want to get a right hand that's either taking care of the stuff on the inside or helping you take care of the stuff on the outside.
That's called a wingman.
Right, exactly. And we have a lot of fun with that because Barbecue Bob is usually the lead, and I play wingman, and I'm settled into that role. It's not a pride thing. It's just that he does one thing, I do the other, and we pull these things
off.
That's
how we roll.
That's right. So what else you got?
Stock up on different flavors of wood for flavoring and have plenty of charcoal and propane and gas and fuel because there's nothing worse than having your grill peter out.
That's right. And make sure that you've tested your equipment, too, before you get there because if you've got something that isn't working, that can mess up the whole day.
Maybe your tank's not connected.
Yeah.
Tools. You need to have a clean workspace. Make sure your tools are all clean and ready to go. Grillers should invest in a good brush for cleaning your grill or something that cleans your grill surface. Also, use different tongs and spatulas for raw meat than cooked meat.
Huge
tip
right there.
And the same advice applies to platters for raw and cooked meats. So the clean part is a big deal. As far as guests go, it all depends on the type of occasion. If it's clear for a small group like graduation party or Mother's Day or something like that, then don't ask guests to bring anything but an appetite. If you're hosting a family reunion or a picnic or a big party, it's acceptable to ask your guests to bring a covered dish.
You know, and one of the things that you and I kind of have an unwritten rule about is that most of the time, not always, but most of the time, if we're doing the proteins on the grill, we want to be the ones that brought them, we want to be the ones that prepared them,
that's right.
And we want to be the ones that seasoned them.
Because you're the last thing they're going to see before they get sick.
That's exactly right. And I want to know that the cat wasn't jumping on the counter at your house when you were preparing the chicken, and then when I serve it, it's got cat hair on it, and now it's my chicken, it's not your chicken.
We have a great story from a family member on that one. Drinks. It's important to provide plenty of drinks and make sure there's more water than soda and alcoholic drinks because whether or not it's hot, it's important to keep your guests and yourself well hydrated.
Absolutely.
Okay, decor. Go as wild or mild as you like with barbecues. Remember to provide a pop-up tent for your guests to make sure there's enough seating for everyone.
You know what? That's the fun part about all of this because you can put a theme to it and you can tie the food right back into it and make these, you know, in the summer you're doing luau's, in the winter we can do ice fishing parties.
You can do a luau in the winter. We did one out at the barn with Sobey.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a lot of fun.
The theme is kind of fun. It gives you a reason to feel festive and get excited about stuff. So that's it for the Grilling Guys tips this week. Go out and have a great Valentine's Day.